Good afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you are. This is Neville Mind Tricks for those who are a cut above. All right. Today I'm going to talk about my skanky neighbor's pussy.
What's going on here?
All right, not that. As you know, I have a live-in significant other and a two-year-old, so none of those shenanigans. But speaking of shenanigans, so this morning, that's a Sunday morning, so sleeping in, enjoying life, and I am awoken by this sound. Yeah, so that's what I started thinking. And my son, he's two, going to be three here in a couple months. And he, if there was an award for the kind of sounds that comes out of that kid, I thought it was him at first. If you have toddlers, been around toddlers, you probably heard similar sounds. I know this kid doesn't have a monopoly on being a wonderful toddler. But anyway, so I woke up and I realized it wasn't him. Then I was like, maybe it was a bunch of neighbor kids playing out in the street, and it wasn't. And I look out and the cat's yowling at the neighbor's front door, the skanky neighbor. And I don't know if she's skanky or not. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. But she sure gives that first impression and possibly got your attention. So begging, I don't know if this cat ever got in, I don't care or not, I got up and started doing my things, but usually when I walk around this neighborhood, I see this cat, it's a nice looking cat, and it's always out and about, I see it crawling in and out of the sewers, and walking around this park nearby, walking by the lakes, and who knows what kind of mess it gets into, but one of these days, I was looking out the window, you know, when you normally just look out the window of your house. And the reason I call her the skanky neighbor is because she loves to have the lights on and the blinds open. And I've never really seen anything interesting. Just one time I saw a cat sitting in the windowsill. It's like, that's the same freaking cat that I see around the neighborhood crawling in and out of the sewers and whatnot. And hey, to each their own. If that's how she wants to live, that's how she wants to live. But today we're talking about the begging. The cat was at the door begging to the point where it woke me up. You know, it's a next door neighbor, but still, that's pretty loud. And so I thought about how Neville teaches us how to put least effort, even talks about the law of least effort. But you see a lot of people thinking that strain and hard work and willpower, because that's what we were taught growing up. And onward and messages given through us through movies. So it's a holiday season. You may or may not have watched any holiday movies this season. You may have watched some in the past, but sometimes, and it's not just limited to holiday movies. These are other places as well where you'll see people praying or saying, "Dear God, please make sure that such and such a thing happens. If it does, I promise I'll never ask for anything else ever, ever again. Just give me this one thing." You know, cheese ball stuff like that. And sports, too. Sometimes you see these athletes. I'm a sporter. I always talk about sports. So done apologizing. I get it that not everyone listening to this may be a sporter, but you've probably been around a sport a thing or two or know what sports are. But sometimes you watch a sport on TV, you see someone that's really trying and giving their all. And sometimes they're successful, but more often than not, what I've noticed is that they kind of miss the mark, if you will, by straining so hard, by putting so much effort into, so much willpower into things. So, for example, yesterday I had some downtime and I was watching a golf instructional video, and I've fallen victim to this as well. So this guy was hitting some drives, and he hit a really bad shot. And so the instructor paused and he said, "Okay, you that last shot, why did you hit it like that?" And the guy was making up all these excuses. Well, this and that and blah, 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 and the wind. And the guy's like, no. You strained really hard. You tried to hit that as hard as you can. You were holding on to the grip like it was holding on for dear life, kind of like a teenager's first experience with a baseball bat or whatever it is that the teenagers do. And that's why I did it. So this time, just loosen up. Just be nice and easy. So did the virtual same shot with taking out all the extra effort. And it was a clean shot. It went straighter and a little bit further. Not saying that that's a guarantee and that's going to work all the time if that's what you do. But that's what Neville tells us. He tells us not to strain, not to try too hard when we're doing these type of things, to just kind of chill out, law of least effort, get into the relaxed, comfortable state, and do what we need to do to imagine we're where we need to be. But don't force it. Just calmly let it be.
Nice and easy, nice and slow.
Yeah, no, that's really creepy and cheesy, but that's one of these kid videos that these kids like. But I don't know. It's one of those things where they leave the room, but I'm still sitting here watching this nonsense, and I get it stuck in my head. But anyway, so the Neville Mind Trick, the moral of the story today, nice and easy. Don't beg. Just relax. And go into this silence here. Relaxed. Nice and easy. Playing that future now in your mind. Oh, that smile's coming across your face. And you go throughout your day feeling these feelings. And you keep coming back knowing that you are here now. Let us go into the silence.